Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is a pleasure to welcome back to our studios the Mystic River Chorale. Here representing that group is Frank Martignetti, Artistic Director. Welcome back, Frank.
Thanks, Mike. Great to be here.
Nice to have you with us. And Ray Brown, President. Welcome back.
Thank you, Michael. As I always like to say, it's always a pleasure to be here.
So being president of the Mystic River Chorale, very high paid position, I presume.
Incredibly high. In fact, I oftentimes have to take long periods of the day to wallpaper my wall in $50 bills.
We're going to find out about how the Mystic River Chorale is doing. They've been on the show many times. Frank has been with us over a period of just about 3 or 4 years now, I think.
I think so, yeah. I came to the Chorale in 08, and we started doing this a couple years later.
There you go. And tell us a little bit about maybe where the Chorale is today, Frank.
It's been a great season so far. This is our 30th anniversary season. And we are approaching 50 members, which is wonderful. When I came in 08, it was closer to 38. And we had a wonderful sold-out concert in January that was just terrific with us and the orchestra and wonderful guest soloists and the Ledyard High School Chamber Singers and their director, Rust Hammond, who were just terrific. So we've had a wonderful season so far. We're working on a really eclectic and interesting program right now that's surprisingly challenging, and we're gearing up for another wonderful show in a couple weeks.
Excellent. The winter concert with the Ledyard High School Singers and Russ, I've had the privilege of doing several shows with them, and him in particular, a great musician and a nice guy. So
yes.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Tell us about the spring concert that is coming up on April 27th, Sunday, 3 o'clock. And you're changing locations from Harkness Memorial Chapel to your spring venue.
That's correct. We'll be at Mystic Congregational Church in the heart of downtown Mystic, as we've been for the last couple of years. And this is a 3 o'clock concert, and it showcases music from operas, music from American musical theater, and some Gilbert and Sullivan. So it's music that tells a story. The concert is called Singing the Story.
Singing the Story. And Ray, as far as the mix of the group, we have mentioned almost 50 singers now. You probably have, about maybe 20 male and 30 female, or how does that work?
We generally have a lot more women than men, which is fortunate and at the same time unfortunate. Now, the unfortunate part is poor Frank has to try to get a blend that makes it sound like it's worth doing, but he seems to do a really good job at that.
I think we're going to hear some music in just a few moments that'll prove that. Great recording that is hot off the press, as they say, Frank, right?
Quite literally, yes. This is of our January concert, and it is the Schubert Magnificat with the Mystic River Chorale, guest soloists, and Ledyard High School Chamber Singers.
All right, and this first piece of music, what is that going to be? It's from the concert, but I mean, what's the exact piece?
It's the Schubert Magnificat.
You said that, didn't
yes.
you?
Yes.
Well, see, I wasn't listening. I was dazzled by what Ray had said.
And it's hard not to be.
I know. All right, let's listen to it, and I'll pay more attention when we come back. beautiful music presented by the Mystic River Chorale. And Frank, we talked about soloists, and this next piece is going to feature some of them. Why don't you tell us about them?
That's correct. This is the middle movement of the Magnificat coming next, and we have a wonderful solo quartet, each of which had some kind of connection to the chorale or people in the chorale. Our bass is Rene de la Garza of Opera Providence and URI, a frequent guest in this program.
Yes, he is.
And he was our bass. And David Finley of Waterbury, who works throughout Fairfield and New Haven counties, I've worked with him for years, was our tenor. Eileen Ruby from Western Massachusetts was our alto, and she is the sister of our vice president, alto Kathleen Ruby. And Teresa Joaquim, our soprano soloist, is very active right now. She's based in Boston. She's just doing so many things nationally and internationally, and she is from Mystic.
What
and it was
deal.
Wonderful to have them. And as you know, Mike, soloists are, you know, always easy to work with. But in particular, this quartet was such a joy to work with. We had a blast, and they thanked me in emails afterwards for what a wonderful gig it was, and I thanked them. And it was just it's very rare you get an email from the tenor soloist or the bass soloist or any of the soloists, you know, praising the chorus the day after.
Sure, that's great.
And having a really good experience. So we were all just enthralled with a wonderful day.
Well, it sounds like it was just a wonderful day in general. You had a packed house, and so I'm sure that had something to do with it. A lot of enthusiasm.
Definitely.
All right, we'll listen to this next piece and then be back with more. If people are interested in getting tickets for the upcoming performance, how can they do that?
They can do it a couple of different ways, Michael. They can either go on our website, which is mysticrivercorral.org, or they can call 860-460-1487.
All right, so that's how you get tickets for the upcoming event, and it's a great opportunity to support a wonderful organization. And this next piece of music we want to get in just before the first break. Tell us about that, Frank.
This is the closing of the Schubert Magnificat. It's a doxology, the Gloria Patri, and it ends in very triumphant grand style.
We will listen to that, then take that break and be back with more of the Mystic River Chorale. Back on Conducting Conversations, I'm Mike Mano, sitting with the Mystic River Chorale representatives, Frank Martignetti, Artistic Director, and Ray Brown, President. And we've been listening to their concert, which was held just a couple months ago. Very successful concert at Harkness Memorial Chapel. And their spring concert is going to be coming up soon. And so we want to encourage you to support the Mystic River Chorale. And it's a wonderful organization. Frank, the music that's going to be on this program is what?
It's a very eclectic mix. We have some opera choruses, some Gilbert and Sullivan choruses, and a lot of music from the American Musical Theater. It's been a surprise to me. That's kind of a common umbrella for a concert, choral concert, but how eclectic and how diverse the music is. And the next selections we're going to hear will demonstrate that.
All right. This first selection, which is track two off the CD that I have, is actually going to be what? From Gilbert and Sullivan?
It's a chorus from The Gondoliers.
The Gondoliers. Okay, that's what I was looking for.
Wonderful fun.
Specific. Okay, here we go. Let me ask you, as far as a performer and a member of the chorale, do you enjoy music like this that maybe you've heard before, or do you occasionally prefer something that maybe isn't quite as popular?
I absolutely love the musical theater, both as a performer and as an audience member.
Mm-hmm.
And Frank's contention, and I'm going to go along with him, there's a big difference between taking a piece of music directly from, like, a Broadway show and trying to perform that, and taking the same piece of music, if it's arranged as a truly great piece of music, and performing that. And there's the challenge is inherent, as it would be for almost a master work. So the challenge is there, and the enjoyment is there. So I think we're really having a lot of fun with this, getting ready for this concert.
All right, so the diversity of having something that perhaps your audience might not be familiar with, whether it could be a piece in a foreign language, Frank, or a piece from West Side Story. It's some's going to be more familiar than others.
Definitely. And as Ray alluded to, the challenge, I think, is if you take a piece out of a show, you're removing lighting, costumes, scenery, plot,
sure,
choreography, and you're doing it in a concert setting. And without those things, it can be just a pale imitation of what folks remember from the show.
Absolutely.
But if you pick an arrangement that's interesting and makes it into an interesting choral piece and on its own, then it's a different version of the same song. And it has interest and credibility on its own for both singers and audience alike.
Excellent. But so you are telling me that you don't dance, right?
No. In high school theater, I was the assistant director and had a bit of an actor, and my friend choreographed, and he gave me the parts in the back row, which was smart, and then I moved to the pit. pretty soon after that and stayed there.
I did a national tour of Music Man for 6 months, and I had that same position on the stage in the back when there was a big dance piece. Yeah, okay.
I understand.
All right, let's get to this next piece of music. Tell us what this is going to be.
This is a wonderful and little-known chorus from Mascagni's opera, Cavalleria Rusticana. It's a wonderful opera. It's a short opera. It's a one-act opera. And it is set in Sicily in around 1890. And it's a story, as you might not be surprised to hear, about love, betrayal, death, and revenge. And in the middle of this bloody short opera, you have this beautiful Easter hymn, this tranquil, spiritual, pastoral thing in the middle. And we're going to sing that. And it is just exquisitely beautiful. And the audience, I believe, will love it.
Thank you.
Frank, this next piece is going to be one of the more famous, I would say, of some of the things we've played today, Porgy and Bess. And this is an American icon in the music world. So your treatment of how this is going to be handled should be interesting.
It should be. I mean, to me, Gershwin is one of the greatest American composers, and perhaps in some ways the greatest American composer. Summertime is a tune everybody knows and loves. The recording we're about to hear features Leontine Price and William Warfield. It's from a live recording of a live performance of Porgy and Bess. And we're going to showcase our amazing guest soloist, Jūrate Sivatti-Waller, who is very active in Connecticut Lyric Opera and teaches at Connecticut College, and she's a dear friend, and we're really excited to have her on our program once more. And she'll be accompanied by the chorale and our amazing accompanist, Aymeric Dupré-Latour, who is a wonderfully gifted pianist and organist, and we get to show him off on the beautiful Steinway at Mystic Congregational in this concert.
Excellent. We will listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more of the Mystic River Chorale. On Conducting Conversations, I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Frank Martignetti from the Mystic River Chorale and Ray Brown, president of the Mystic River Chorale. We've been listening to beautiful music, both done by the Mystic River Chorale and some that Frank has brought with him, which will be presented on the concert coming up on April 27th. And one of the things that we talked about off-air, Frank, was the fact that if people would like to donate and keep the arts alive, and specifically the Mystic River Chorale, they can do that by going to your website or just talking to a member, right?
That's correct. They can find an address to donate. We take ads in the program. Like every arts organization, ticket sales cover far less than half the cost of being there. And my argument to people is that we do this because we love doing it. But our presence makes the greater Mystic community a better place to live and work.
Sure.
Because there's this musical outlet for people who want to sing. There's this musical outlet for audiences. And the sold-out, standing-room-only audience at our last concert seemed to certainly agree with me on that.
That's a great thing. And if you are sitting there in your comfortable living room and thinking, I wonder how I could help this group, I'll bet you could have your name right on the cover of the program for a donation of $10,000, $12,000, right?
Anything is possible.
Right.
We're happy to have major sponsors at any time.
There you go. All right. We'll get back to the music that's going to be performed on the upcoming concert and tell us about this next piece.
This is a wonderful example of the kind of transformation needed that I was speaking about earlier, where we take a song out of a show and we need to make it into something different so that it stands on its own without the other elements you expect in a theatrical production. This is Somewhere from West Side Story by Leonard Bernstein and Stephen Sondheim, and Robert Edgerton, the arranger, recasts it as a totally different piece for choir, and it's really hauntingly beautiful in this choral arrangement. I hope you like it. This group, by the way, performing it in this recording is a local group out of Fall River, Massachusetts, called Sine Nomine.
From Paul Sinewer's group, right?
That's correct.
All right, we got to give him credit.
Yeah.
Because there's a place for us.
That's right.
Somewhere.
Somewhere.
Somewhere, somewhere, somewhere.
Beautiful music, beautiful arrangement, beautiful singing, and something to look forward to. Ray, why don't you once again tell everybody when, where, and how?
Well, the when would be April 27th at 3 p.m. The where would be Mystic Congregational Church. And the how is...
Buy tickets.
Buy tickets is... And if they could buy tickets ahead of time, that would help them immensely. They can either go on our website, Mystic rivercorral.org, or they can call 860-460-1487.
And we can't stress enough that the last time there was a sellout crowd, so don't be left standing because on the outside, because this is actually a smaller venue than the last time. So buy your tickets early and support the Mystic River Corral. Next piece of music coming up, Frank, is what?
This is a song by a favorite composer of mine, the American composer Stephen Sondheim. Sondheim has had a very unusual background in that he was mentored by Oscar Hammerstein as a teenager, and he then studied with Milton Babbitt, who is a famous avant-garde classical composer who teaches at Juilliard. Sondheim has written very dark, brooding musicals,
mm-hmm.
and written just some haunting, haunting songs. And this song here, presented in its original guise, sung by Bernadette Peters, is a song of just someone who just can't move on from a failed relationship.
You're somewhere a part of my life, and it looks like you will stay as the days go by. I keep thinking, when will it end? Where's the day I'll have started forgetting? But I just go on thinking and sweating and cursing and crying and turning and reaching and waking and dying. And now not a day goes by, not a blessed day. But you're still somehow part of my life, and you won't go away, so there's hell to pay. And until I die, I'll die day after day after day after day after day after day after day. So there's hell to pay, and until
days go by.
Well, here we are at the end of another hour of great music provided by the Mystic River Chorale. Ray, I want to thank you for coming in once again. It's been a pleasure to see you.
You are absolutely welcome, Michael.
It's really great to have you with us, and keep up the good work, and I hope you get a pay raise this year.
I've been campaigning for one for quite a while.
All right. Frank, thank you for coming in and bringing your insight and your wonderful choices of music for our audience. We always appreciate your endeavors.
Thank you. It's a real pleasure to be here.
All right. We have one more piece of music left. Tell us what this is going to be.
This is an opera chorus from Nabucco by Verdi. It is Va Pensiero. It's the chorus of the Hebrew slaves. And this became kind of an unofficial Italian national anthem during the struggle for Italian unity. Crowds would chant Viva Verdi. Verdi was a national hero in part because of this opera chorus. And the Italians fighting for unity and for a national government saw themselves in the struggle of the Israelites to become free in Egypt. And this chorus has a special place in my heart. This will be, I think, the third time I've conducted it. And I learned it at age 7 in children's chorus at summer music camp.
Wow. All right. We will listen to that. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.